restaurant.
All right, man, what's good, man? This motherfucking Chizzy Chad in the motherfucking building. Uh-huh. Goddamn star of the show in the building. Sexiest nigga over 300 in this building.
75.
375, man. Easy. My bad. Yeah, the real star of the show is here. Daddy. No. Prettiest light-skinned nigga alive.
You got to stop doing that, man. Nah,
you got to stop doing that. We got a special guest on here today, I didn't agree with it, but
the bad part is I didn't agree with it either. But that's, here we are.
That's my dog, Mary.
MJ, MJ, Jerome. MJ, stop calling me my daddy name, man.
That's your name too.
No, it's not. Oh, MJ. That's your daddy name. That's my daddy name.
You look
that's
like your daddy too.
No, I don't. I don't. No, you your daddy son.
No, I'm daddy, daddy.
Yeah. But moving on.
Anyway, so is it? Like, and that sounds stupid. So is it MJ because of Mary and Jerome or Mary and Junior?
I don't know. My mama just called me MJ. So
that's a bad name for you.
That's cool.
It, like, MJ. Mary,
like, you got names like Mark Jacobson. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And then you got me. Mary and Jerome.
And then me. And then me.
This shit don't make sense. Yeah. Like, you are like you should have been like a...
Here
DJ.
You go.
Nah, but like, at one point in life, I would say probably like anywhere between 2012 and like 2016, MJ kind of was, he wasn't MJ status, he was more like Andre Roberson status. Like,
oh, terrible, bro, terrible.
Nah, but he was in the league and he was shooting, but.
Wasn't hitting nothing.
He was hitting 30%. I get it. He was hitting threes, too.
I'll
literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I get it.
You had a couple twos there, too.
I had a bunch of twos.
We was in the same layup line.
A lot of twos.
We was in the same layup line.
Right.
Y'all niggas two legends, though. Like,
who's a legend?
I done seen y'all resumes.
My doctored. Yeah, mine's right. Doctored. It's not real.
I won't front. Like, I you know, how can I say? I flourished when I moved around.
Post college, Justin's been on a rampage.
Right. Not now.
Not no more.
Mind you, I lived with him the majority of the years we've been in Raleigh together.
Right.
I bear witness.
Bear witness.
You know what I mean?
Like, but I've slowed down at 30 now, so I'm looking for something way deeper.
That was 2 years ago.
Bitch, you 4 years older than me.
No, I'm only 2 years older than you. All
right. Either way, I'm looking for something more real now, more deep, something spiritual.
Dude can't even not laugh. Same.
Nah, but seriously, it's all that fucking hoes thing is out the window. Especially like, man, when I'm out here, you know, did I tell you about the Apple Watch shit the other day?
You did not.
So I got home from a long day's work and, you know, I hit the stash, you know, Tasty Blacks, you know, a little XNXX, little Pornhub. I got a few windows open. So I went to switch on. So I went from the right to the left. You know, I had a crossover. And little crossover. And when I went to left, my Apple Watch, like, you know, vibrates. I'm like, what's going on? That motherfucker says your heart rate too high. It says your heart rate too high. Like, you've been inactive for the last 10 minutes. A little bit mind your business. Then had the nerve to tell me to breathe, bitch. Like, nah. Mind your business, man. That's the type of shit I'm dealing with now. Trying to settle down. Bro.
My Apple Watch be on some fuck shit. I be real comfortable. This shit will go off talking about stand up. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Once you stand up for 1 minute every hour, like, mind your business, bro.
That shit is stupid.
You don't get no awards.
And my dog, MJ don't even cuss no more. Like, he don't drink no more.
You did.
Nope.
And apparently he ain't having sex no more. My man said he wait until marriage.
So he not celibate.
No. I'm abstinent. I'm abstinent.
You're abstinent.
I'm abstaining.
What brought along this change?
Well, like you said, hitting hoes ain't the wave no more. And
it's still the wave.
It's not. No, it's not. Yeah, for us. for and me being a little older than you, you're trying to find something real, man.
The doctor told you 6 weeks.
Two, man. It's two.
It's okay. Two. It's only one, depending on.
See, look, we got the experts in here.
Seriously, though, I applaud you. Because like I told you before we even started this, I couldn't have done it. Especially not drinking.
Yeah.
I'm drinking right now as we speak. But,
yeah. Which are you drinking? Champagne?
Champagne. Now, it's a little OJ and Henny. You know, I drink.
Grown man mimosas.
Right, yeah. Real man mimosas. But now, like...
But you got a Coronita here.
That's a little bitch. But now, like, you know, speaking of sex, me and MJ had this debate on Facebook with plenty of women, like, at least every year, it seemed like.
It seemed like it. Every couple months.
How long should we be in that pussy, MJ? You the expert.
All right. No, you're the legend.
With age comes wisdom. So, MJ got
so,
yeah.
Here's,
well...
Here's my thing.
Well acknowledged. Yeah.
All right. So the other day we was talking about the first time you hit it. First time you hit it, if you in there longer than 5 minutes, you got trash box.
Right. The joint. 5 to 7 minutes is about where you need
that. It's trash.
I done told Po, after 7 minutes, I'm going into cardiac arrest. You might want to get 911 on the phone. Right. Come pick me up. You know what I mean?
It's trash or he drunk.
Even drunk me ain't doing. I've been on Viagra still in like 7 minutes. Just that motherfucker won't go down. You know what I mean? Like I still bust that nut. Even.
Yeah. So I mean,
I got the formula.
What's the formula?
The formula. I mean, a good sex session is going to run you about 30. Mm-hmm. It's going to run you about a good 30 minutes.
30, 35. Yeah.
You gotta eat for about 20 to 23, maybe 25 minutes.
So, actually, I say 15 to 20.
Ain't no lot, y'all, man.
You got it.
I need that neck, too. What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Throw 69 in there. You know
what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, that's the formula.
But, like 20 minutes.
By the time you get done eating, mm-hmm. and she done got, you know, her nut, it don't matter your stroke game.
Right.
Because that 7 minutes going to feel like an eternity.
Seven minutes of thunder.
Thunder.
Like, you hear me?
See, here's my thing.
Hey, like my nigga Bernie Mac said, 50 pumps is a goddamn fuck. He said, count that shit if you ain't got nothing to do.
That's what
you know what I mean?
50, though? I ain't got 50. I got 25 long, deep ones. long, deep ones. Not long, but like deep ones.
Hey, I give you the 50 rabbit pump.
The rabbit pump. But so somebody had a nerve. So I got this new game, Profoundly. Somebody said, I heard you nut fast. I'm like, that's a known fact.
So what?
Like,
who fault is that? Like, you should applaud yourself.
You should applaud yourself. I have had women I've had like a couple. And I had one girl, no lie, this is a true story. In college, she sucked my dick for an hour.
It was trash.
It was. Yeah. Well, but I enjoyed it because what man don't like a mouth on a dick here?
Yeah.
But she gave me head for an hour, and then after it's done, she's talking about, come on.
Could she talk? How could she talk?
She's like, come on. I'm like, come on what? She said, like, she laid there. I was in that thing for 2 minutes, no lie. And she got mad.
For what?
For what?
You don't prep me.
I just been stimulating.
You done shook the soda up already.
Right, yeah.
The cat about to come
on.
You
don't get this goddamn steak rare.
Right. Like, you like rare.
Yeah, you throw that thing on the grill for 2 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
You just trying to brown the edges. You know?
And she going to go tell her friends. I told, like, her friend came in, like, I heard you on it.
What the problem is?
You want me to deny it?
Right, she sucked my dick for an hour. Yeah. I watched 2 episodes of Roseanne. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, you're not Nick and Knight. You say Roseanne. I watched 2 episodes of Roseanne, bro. I remember like it was yesterday.
So, I got a question for you.
Send me her info.
I got you.
Oh, you abstinent.
I'm passing her along.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Her along.
I got a question for you. How long do you think you'll be able to hold out?
Well, I ain't really thinking about it. I don't know, man. It's not on my mind to get, so.
So, here's my thing. Are you waiting for the right person or just the right opportunity? Or when you feel like you're ready?
Is this religious?
Yeah, mostly.
So, that means you're waiting for marriage?
No. Well, Good question. You got me. Personally, I guess yes and no. Well, it should be yes, so I should be waiting for marriage. But I know I ain't gonna make it. I already know. I'm gonna try to make it.
You gotta have faith in yourself.
You're right. But I ain't gonna sit here and say, yeah, I'm gonna make it, and then I slip up, and then you're like, I told you I wasn't gonna make it.
You think we gonna do that?
Yes. 100%. 100%.
You sound weak. I don't wanna hear that shit.
You gonna hold out, bro. Yeah. If you're doing it for the man above, because I done seen MJ go to church every day now. Like,
yeah, just about.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every Thursday. Sex, yeah. Good morning, everybody. On my way to... Nigga, it's 6:50 a.m. Like, you on your way to church to do what?
Yeah, church.
On a Wednesday, nigga. Yeah. Go to work.
Yeah, go to work.
What the fuck is you doing?
Bro, you know you got to stack meat or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Justin, how long can you hold out?
I can hold out for a while. Because as long as I got this trusty right hand, I'm I was with a girl for 9 years. We had sex 6 times.
God damn.
That's why you so mad.
Yeah.
That's why you angry.
That's why I'm angry.
You
right?
Pissed
that's
off.
That's like 60% intercourse each year of y'all relationship. Like,
nah,
yeah, like.
You need points.
Y'all averaged fingering her.
Pretty much.
You know, we had to put it in a numerical standpoint. Right, like, yeah.
You on first base.
Yeah, finger fucked her for 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years. And that was a challenging experience. Right now, like, you know, I feel like I could, if I need so I can hold out, like, I'll be fine. I don't need no pussy. Like, do I want it? Yes.
Like, you know what's crazy, bro? For me, after about 3 days, I'm in this bitch like a fucking crackhead.
Like a crackhead?
What the hell is going on? But, like, the other day, I went to work. This is after not having sex for about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I went to work and...
biked up.
Nigga said, what color is the car I need to go get? And I'm like, yeah, the bitch red. Nigga said, I'm in the front parking lot. There ain't no red cars out here. I'm like, there's a fucking red car. Nigga, don't argue with me.
Right.
Nigga's like, Chad, ain't no red cars up here. I walk up to the lot. I'm like, fuck, the car white. Like, that's how backed up I was. That's how frustrated I was. Right. Bro. Like, but I just feel like you...
Once you start getting consistent sex, it's kind of hard to, like, hold out. But when you're not getting it consistently, it's way easier. So, like, MJ, I feel like could probably last because he's... not consistently getting ass.
That's
what it is.
I'm just being honest. Like not saying you won't before this, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you probably won't before you made this journey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I slowed down all the way to a stop.
Like, I'm definitely like on some shit right now where it's okay.
You missed the independent. You don't need no woman. You better go with your bad self.
I need a bitch now.
You acting like you don't need no box for the rest of your life.
I don't need it right now, is what I'm saying. It, like, once I start getting it, bitch, give it to me.
Can you have sex without head?
No.
Giving or receiving?
Giving or receiving.
I got to do both.
Even, like, you know what's crazy? Much as I love getting head,
I'm giving it.
I got to give it every time.
I like to taste pussy.
I know, that's how I love to taste pussy.
Especially when it tastes like water.
Yeah.
When it tastes like that goddamn dip off.
It's like. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's smart water.
Yeah, smart water. Yeah. Bruh, like I was saying last week, like, wax was, I could sit there and just lick it all day.
Chewing it like a piece of bubblegum.
Yeah, like, man, listen.
You talk to it?
Yeah. I miss you.
MJ being a backslide tonight. Right? This nigga being called something when he walk out of here. Yeah. Go to church, MJ.
Yeah, go to church.
Don't y'all got 24-hour, like, little rescue mission down there?
No, I think the building. No,
I got 12,000 people in the church.
The building open, I think.
That's dope.
Yeah, right beside the police station. Like, yeah. Y'all both, like, stealing people money and y'all safe. Like,
But nah, like, I can't hold out, but I don't know. Is it necessary? I don't know. I mean... Once I start getting it, you better keep giving it to me, because after that, like, I'm gonna be pissed off. Like, and I'll probably leave. Like, bitch, you gone. But anyway.
Poof.
Poof. Yeah.
Fuck, man. Y'all niggas all, y'all some horny niggas. Y'all, every week, y'all want to talk about sex.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I went to school for it. That's what my degree was in.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit was in PE or something.
Fucking Dreamville. Dreamville. My body still hurt.
Yeah, it was almost 2 weeks
ago. Yeah. I could feel every step I fucking took.
Man, that ground probably felt every step you took too.
Yeah.
It was wet too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but nah, like, we got out there at 2 o'clock, was out there at 11. No, we was out there at 1.
That's the work shift.
That's the whole work shift. That's more than the work shift.
Yeah. That's one of, like, them, you work 4 days a week work shift.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
the warehouse.
And, bro, like, I'm telling you, my back was swollen. I had back issues anyway. Don't disrespect me.
I was saying, you built like this table.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
No. My bad.
But not like, it was some good performances, I think. You know, some of them were kind of disappointing. One of the most disappointing ones I've seen. Black. That was disappointing because I feel like they fucked up his set. I've seen Black before, and it was good. I didn't like Teyana Taylor. I don't think he even got to see Teyana Taylor.
I saw her.
And I was very... I just feel like she's extra as fuck. And she looked like...
D-Black?
No, nah, she like the Saw Mask.
Hey, shout out my nigga D-Black.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace.
Hey, y'all chill.
You know, my nigga Dog and my nigga... What's his name? D-Black. Yeah, D-Black. My nigga D-Black in Germany.
In Germany, man.
Deployed. Y'all motherfuckers. Yeah. Yeah, you remember when he got deployed like right after college and we was like praying for him and what? Stuff.
I done called my mama, you know, had his name added to the prayer list at the church. I'm thinking this nigga deployed in the desert, Afghanistan.
That nigga was in Dubai. Nah, he wasn't in Dubai, but he was in some nice shit.
Like his rental car was a Bugatti. Like, mm-hmm.
Dang.
Nigga was eating steak over it. I'm thinking nigga getting bombs dropped on his shit.
You ever seen that video of Soulja Boy? Like, I see one nigga over there.
Yeah.
That's what Black was
like. Nigga ran around the corner. Bam, bam, bam.
I saw the nigga.
What was it? Teyana Taylor. Her, my socks were knocked off.
But also, I wasn't there to see her either. Like, I remember, like, talking, like, to my homegirl if I were. I was like, she's mediocre anyway.
Like, why is she even famous?
Where is she on?
She was on that
Cousin Skeeter
shit.
Was she?
MTV. MTV,
Cousin Skeeter. I don't know what she... Like,
I don't know why she...
Why is she famous?
I just know she ended up being,
her man trash.
Iman Shumpert, right?
Yeah.
That's her man?
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure out, like,
is he still in the NBA?
He is.
He's the Rockets.
Doing what?
He played.
He the mascot.
He just like how he was, just like how he was with the Cavaliers. Come off the bench, play a little defense.
Play defense. Okay.
Yeah.
We know Chris Paul ain't playing no defense now, though.
I mean,
James Harden either.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't get why Tiana. Her album was decent.
Them little seven songs.
Yeah.
It was, she had the nerve to say she wanted to release. No.
No,
you should have released 4.
Yeah. Like, I just didn't like how it was done. Don't talk to Kanye like that. Right? He is a genius. Like, he is a fucking genius.
He did that one little dance move, you know, like the little worm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You did the fucking worm and got famous. No, like, you got famous. You want to control shit,
right? I didn't even know she had an album come out before this until I accidentally saw it on Apple Music when I went and got the last.
She said accidentally.
Yeah.
And now she make workout videos like. Her career.
She was on that. She was on that movie, The Trap. That's on. The most irritating shit ever. And then she was on the Madea movie, Byron. Hated that shit. Like, that was the most irritating shit.
Matter of fact, yeah.
You know who else was disappointing?
Who?
SZA. You remember, like, we went.
Yeah,
and
she trash.
She's
trash.
Like, she's just trash.
Yeah, like,
she ugly.
Yeah.
I'll fuck SZA. Don't do that.
And you ain't turning down too much.
Yeah. I ain't turning down famous pussy.
SZA look like MJ.
No disrespect.
So she handsome, which is a terrible thing for her.
You look like
don't do it, Zohar.
You like a centipede or something. You not cute, bro. Hey, but nah, seriously. I mean, can we say Cole probably had the best performance?
By all means.
Right.
Big Sean was second.
I didn't even get to see Big Sean because I was stuck in line trying to get a fucking soda or something.
Like, bro, can we talk about that? Can we talk about? They had like three like
that was like the most unorganized shit I've ever been to.
They had like three vendors selling food for 40,000 people.
Right. Every line you got into was like an hour and a half. You got in line when it was barely anybody there and it took you over an hour, right?
Yeah.
And I got in line once the 40,000 people got there and it was still crazy. Like, then they had the stupidest motherfucking people working behind these little tables. Like, bro, like, you just don't understand.
So y'all was out there from 2 to after 11 and you couldn't bring in chairs.
Nope.
So you had to stand the whole time.
Unless you brought and it was wet too, because it's rained like a motherfucker
the day before. Like deep rain too.
Bro, ain't no way.
Right, bro.
So, suggestion, if they do it next year, do you think they should make it 2 days?
Would you pay for a ticket
to go 2 days?
Love J. Cole. I feel like it's good for the city for this to happen, but I ain't going back. Fuck them.
It really depends on the lineup. I really don't feel like, no offense to the lineup they had this year. It wasn't, when we got our tickets, it was a different lineup kind of.
Last year.
Yeah, right. They had Thug in the lineup.
They had Thug.
I was excited for Thug, actually. Yeah.
Looking back, do you think Thug would have put on a better performance in 21? Because 21 set was a good, too.
It was good, but he was, like, way too, like, laid back.
That's how he is, though. You think Thug would be even more animated or whatever?
Yeah.
He would have came out that bitch in a miniskirt. Crazy. But, like, 21 was like, yeah, I'm ready to come do a bussy. Yeah. But the set list was good, but like for the price we paid for the ticket, it wasn't bad. We paid $60 for the ticket.
I don't know if you know this. Uh-huh. I don't know if you know this. But Drake and Cole putting out a joint album.
I don't believe that. I won't believe it.
Nigga, Drake brought out Cole.
Where?
At whatever concert Drake on tour overseas.
Gotcha.
He brought out Cole, and he was like, just so y'all know, we working on the new music for y'all.
That don't mean they're doing it together. I just mean they're doing it. Right. I think they're doing that separately.
You heard it here first. Always 5 o'clock.
Here's
a chance bringing it to you tonight.
You're not the nigga who brought that up. All right. Do you think that'll be good?
Yeah, I'll call Cole and ask him.
That nigga live down the street, man.
Yeah.
So, do you think it'll be a good album?
I feel so.
We always get disappointed by shit like this. Remember Thug and Future shit?
Yeah, that was
Gable and Travis Scott.
That was okay.
It wasn't what you expected.
It was okay.
What's the best joint album you ever heard?
I probably gotta go with Kanye and Jay-Z.
Yeah, Washington was amazing.
Yeah, that's about it.
What a Time to Be Alive was amazing too.
As much as I'm a fan of Drake.
I mean, I didn't say it was better than Washington.
Okay.
No, let's not go that far. It ain't no Jay-Z or R. Kelly.
This nigga Justin sent everybody the link in a group chat.
Bro,
what a Time to Be Alive 2 just came out. You know what I mean? But it was April Fool's Day. My mixtape just like had the nigga fooled.
Got me good. Bro, I was so mad, bro. Like, I killed my mixtapes, like, on game.
Bro, I got the track 4. And they started playing that Frankie Beverly May cookout song.
It did though, like, it was like, for real.
I was like, this is some bullshit. Yo, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, man. Fuck you, people.
But Dreamville, bro, like, all right, so show end by 11 o'clock. Imagine 40,000 people trying to get Ubers and Lyfts.
With no service.
With no service, cell towers jammed up. Bro, the shit was fucking miserable than a motherfucker. Like, we walked like 3 goddamn miles after this shit to a point, and niggas was just like, yo, fuck it, we just gonna wait right here. I called Ubers, Black called Ubers, Justin called Ubers. Everybody shit 20-25 minutes away. I see a little Mexican nigga with an SUV. Like, white bitch talking to him, and apparently she ain't got no cash, and I don't know if it was her girlfriend, but her girlfriend, who's another, like, big another white
bitch,
John.
Yeah, big white bitch, yeah.
Was like, oh, he is not even a cab. And I'm like, okay, fuck y'all, bitch. Yeah. I go up to Enrique, and I was like, yo, Papa. I said, I got $60 to take me up the street. Nigga said, come on.
But boy.
Hey. I almost hugged the nigga.
I would have did it too.
Right.
Like I pray to God, like, you know, they don't build that wall. Like, you know, I ask God to protect you from ice, my nigga. You don't
ice.
Yeah, you don't deserve none of that.
Yeah.
Take 21 Savage. Take 21 Savage and leave Eric the fuck alone. Yeah. Like, that nigga saved my life. Bro, like,
she saved all our life, bro. That was the first time we got to sit down in like 11 hours.
That's crazy.
Bro, Sunday I couldn't move. Like,
that is crazy.
I woke up, feet swollen. I mean, it was bad.
But nah, seriously, I had to work the next day.
Yeah, I don't know how you did it.
I don't either. I ain't get nothing. Not a motherfucker.
Almost called out Monday.
Word?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I walked in looking like goddamn. The penguin from Batman. Bro, my steps were so fucking short.
Bruh.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I ain't going back. Send me pictures next. Send me snaps.
It depends on the lineup if I go back.
Nah, they gonna need to have Jesus in that motherfucker for me to go back.
Jesus ain't enough for me to go back. Nah, I'm joking.
If they have Jay-Z, you gonna go.
Yeah. Oh, Jehovah.
Jehovah?
Yeah, Jehovah. Yeah,
he's going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Going straight to hell. Yeah. Can I put Magic Johnson going to hell?
Yeah.
Now, he a fucked up individual for just walking out on the Lakers like that.
I thought you were going to say because of the age. Right?
That's what he got rid of that, right?
Nah.
How not, though?
Ain't that why they calling him Magic Johnson?
That is not why they call him Magic
Johnson. I thought they called him Magic Johnson because like he was like the only nigga to ever get rid of HIV or some shit.
No, that nigga name was Magic way before that.
this is a teaching moment. All right.
Yeah, this is a teaching
moment. So I had this wrong. I'm telling you, they the white people that work there don't know nothing about basketball. Yeah, Magic Johnson, yeah, they call him that because... You the only nigga to ever get rid of AIDS. I don't know how he did it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Nah. Magic, like, the way Magic left him high and dry was just hilarious. Like, he's just like, I'm not going to be here.
Bruh. That's going to be a classic.
Bruh. Right. Like, bruh, every meme ever got that shit on there, bro. Yeah. The funny part was, he didn't tell his boss this. He went and did
a press conference on his own. She turned on the TV.
And found it out.
This nigga quitting.
He got that Dodgers money. He ain't worried about that shit.
Yeah, he ain't worried about it.
Not like he's probably like he was LeBron before LeBron when it comes to investing and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like LeBron learned.
Who was it? MJ? Was it you that said he got like the movie theaters and shit?
Yeah. And Starbucks.
That was like that's a big thing, man. You said
not enough. No, but I'm
that's not why they call him Magic Johnson.
I started thinking about Wingstop, but then I was like, shit, that's Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But Ross Magic Johnson, yes. Tomato, tomato. You think Magic Johnson not here having sex all willy nilly?
He getting pussy.
Yes.
Even though he still got that shit?
Yep.
That's what money could do for you.
That's right. Exactly what it can do.
You fuck Magic Johnson.
Like, yeah, he probably out here having bitches sign non-disclosures. Like, here go millions.
Smiling the whole time.
I'm going to hit you raw.
Two condoms.
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't using no condoms.
Yeah. He ain't using no condoms. He said, I'm going to hit you raw for the next 3 years. You're going to get infected. Here's $1 million.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yo.
And here's my dog.
One of the most fucked up memes of 2018. I get on Facebook one morning and somebody.
I already know this is about to be.
Somebody had a picture of Magic Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. And it said, I hope you all have a positive day. I was like, yo, this is fucked up.
Now, I don't know if that's fucked up or when they had the little shit, like it was like Magic and MJ and it was like flu game. Real cute. Real cute. Like,
come on, man.
Rest in peace.
He be donating blood, though.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Say what?
He donates blood.
To who?
Don't know who it go to.
To that son of his, maybe.
To that what?
Or that daughter of his, that thing.
Yeah.
Like, I hope we don't lose y'all to some of the shit we say. I know we get like
kind of hate mail. About to get hate mail.
But like, something wrong with that little boy. I don't get
that nigga is 6'8".
Yeah.
340 pounds. Nigga, you need to be in the NFL somewhere. Right. Right. Let me tell you know, yeah.
He is on catwalks.
Yeah, for real. Hey, that nigga doing both.
He got titties now. Like legit titties. Not like yo titties. He got like cup sizes. Like you know, like round titties. Like he got
damn white, bro.
I don't get it. Like, yeah, I'm just trying to understand. Yeah. Like, I just want to understand, like, what the fuck? How you have Magic Johnson as your dad? You're 6'8". About like you probably a good 250.
Nah, he big. Nah,
250.
He
over 3. Now
he is. DN 295.
Cause like
you gotta remember his height, bro.
Damn, plus he probably trying to be a thick bitch. Like, he's like. He's 6'8". So yeah, he probably about 299.
Oh my god!
But now, nah, like, bro, like, I get it. Like, having your dad be amazing is probably a lot of pressure. Yeah. But damn,
he had to switch avenues. B.
That nigga switched the goddamn avenue for real. Like, damn.
Yeah,
I bet he made money off that shit though.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking? He's probably a waste of big dick. Like, hey, hold on. Hey, hold on.
Y'all
chill.
No, you chill.
Y'all chill. Hit me up.
I don't know about
you. Bro, like, any nigga that's 6'8", you know what I mean? I expect you, genetically speaking, to be hung. Nigga, you are 6'8". And you want to be a bitch. Like, you know what I could have did with that thing?
Oh my god.
I would have moved mountains with that thing. I would have shifted paradigms. Right. That. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Look, Magic Johnson, back to what I. He is a fucking coward, bro. Like, he weak for running out on them niggas like that.
Bro, he's like he said, he wasn't having fun doing this shit, bro. He just wasn't. He didn't want to do it anymore.
He wanted to fire the coach. They ain't let him. So he was like, I'm out.
Fuck that white.
But
man.
Then he quit and then they fired.
Mutually parted ways.
They fired him.
Yeah, I know.
That's like.
All they trying to do is save his face for his next opportunity.
Do you know he got next opportunity 8 hours later, right?
With that college team?
No, he's the Kings coach.
Kings coach. Damn.
He got hired the next day, bro.
They said it the day he got fired, right before he got fired. Then he got fired.
Please call.
No.
Nah, Walker ain't going away.
Walker be coaching the league,
bro. He's the funniest. He's the funniest coach ever.
Man, that nigga told me one time, no lie. He said his offensive game plan was, Canal get the ball to Anthony Hilliard. That don't work. Pass the ball out. Give it back to Anthony. If that don't work, pass it back out again, reset, get the ball to Anthony Hilliard.
Bro, he used to get 20-20 games. He used to grab like 12 offensive boards a game.
That nigga run Italy right now. Yeah. Shit. Rest in peace of Notre Dame or whatever.
I wonder if they set it on fire because of like the...
The rapist.
Like, yeah, like you remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible and how the city was set ablaze.
Right? Yeah.
They were there probably fucking with little boys and, you know, somebody just dropped a bomb on their bitch ass.
I think it was something with construction or some crazy shit. Oh, like,
yeah. Oops, my bad. Oh, they had a gas leak going
on. Back to basketball.
Back to
how did we get there?
I don't know, bro.
But I feel bad more so for LeBron, man. Like, that's my dog.
This is his fault.
That's my favorite play.
We know.
That's yours still, ain't it?
For the most part, yes.
Right? And
he don't deserve this?
No, he don't.
He don't deserve it.
He bro. Don't. They could have got him AD.
They couldn't have.
They trolled him. I think the Pelicans trolled him.
It ain't that. Like, you... The Pelicans are like, oh, this is how you want to do me? Well, fuck you then. You ain't get what you want. You feel me? I'm the same way. I'm that type of nigga. Like, my bitch leave me. It's going to be hard.
He would have been it.
It's going to be hard to go somewhere else. But
should have traded him to Atlanta.
Right.
Somewhere.
Trade him to motherfucking Toronto. It'll be cold, bitch. It's like San Antonio did.
You like nice weather? You like that? Oh, well, yeah. You in New York.
Right. Now, like, LeBron shouldn't have went there.
He shouldn't have.
He chose a reclamation project. Whose fault is that? Like, I don't know, but
they promised my boy the pieces.
Then they went and signed Rondo.
And Michael Beasley. and Lance Stevenson. They fucked up. Like, I don't get it, but anyway.
Well, good thing they all on 1 year contract, so they all gone.
Who y'all got in the finals? Fuck it. Who do y'all have?
Milwaukee and Golden State.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's in the most lopsided series I've probably seen in a long time.
That joint got ugly quick.
Like, them niggas was up 40 at one point. Like, to the point where the Pistons was like, yeah, we just not gonna bring Blake Griffin back. Like, we're just gonna let him chill.
What's the most exciting, which round or which game are you most excited to see?
I would say Denver and San Antonio. Because even though
Pop gonna pull up?
He gonna beat them.
Yeah, they already pulled out game one.
He gonna beat them.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You think he's gonna win the series?
Yeah.
I think they could. I don't know if they will, but I feel like it's probably the most, even though they're the 2-7 seed, I feel like it's the most even series in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? There's 4 or 5 seeds. Like that Boston and Indiana series, that's not even an even series.
No, it's not.
Shit, Utah and Houston, I thought was gonna be even until Houston won by 30 the other fucking night.
I like the Thunder Blazers matchup.
I like the matchup, but
it's gonna be ugly. Short for OKC.
It looked ugly the other day, so I'm going with Denver and San Antonio just because Pop. Pop is like Tom Brady. You just can't, and Bill Belichick. You can't bet against him. You know what I mean? Like,
bet against him this year.
You gonna bet? You
done? He barbecue.
Barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
You sure?
He gonna beat him.
He gonna win.
I want to win it all.
You gonna walk wide?
Yeah. Fuck Golden State, man. Fuck Draymond Green.
Okay. You look like him.
He like Draymond.
He look like Draymond.
You.
No, Draymond. No.
You met that time Draymond sitting his dick out on Snapchat. They the same person. They the same person.
Yeah.
But I can't even get this shit to go back. So somebody cut this up. They just cut this up. But Golden State didn't look as dominant this year as they usually do. And the thing is, they added Boogie, and I was like, okay, it's really about to get real. But then they kept losing. So I still think they'll win it. But Milwaukee ain't no bitches. You feel me?
They ain't no slouch.
Like, they got a nigga 7 foot and he can do whatever the fuck he want at any given time except for shoot.
Take 2 steps from half court and dunk.
Giannis told LeBron to fuck off when he asked about Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
Level of disrespect.
I really don't think that movie should come out.
Right. You know, some
everybody's saying no. He gonna have Dellavedova, J.R. Smith,
Booby Gibson.
He gonna have Rich Paul gonna be a player.
Nah, some shit you gotta leave alone. You can't
Jamal
make
Howard.
Chris Bosh.
Jamal Howard.
Chris Bosh. Dwayne Wade gonna be on his team.
Oh, hey. He do like the motherfucking rap does and shit.
Bro, he needs to get rid of them braids.
Chris Bosh looked like the Toronto rapper, like a model.
Boogie,
you know what movie they don't need to come out with?
Anything Lion too.
Lion King?
Yeah, the first one was trash.
I didn't like that. I liked the first one.
The first one was.
But it's not better than that. Aladdin.
Summertime Hot?
Like, that Lion King might be the worst black movie ever made.
The worst black movie?
Yeah.
I seen Soul Plane, so.
Soul Plane was funny, bro.
Soul Plane was good. Very good, actually.
You gonna call Soul Plane good and Lion King trash?
Yeah.
What was so trash about Lion King?
Everything.
The it's fact that
like Pumbaa, but no, like Lion King is a classic. Like,
why are they remaking?
I don't know.
They're making it live action, right?
It was already remade. CGI. Black Panther was the same storyline. Black Panther was the
same. It was about the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the worst. I can name five movies worse than that. Like, off rip without even, like, I could think of that one. Cookout is the worst black movie I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, Kawhi did his thing, man.
Nah, Ja Rule did his thing in that movie. Like,
bro, I've never seen that movie either.
You never seen Cookout? Uh-uh. Cookout is on BET every week. No, like,
yeah. He ain't missing nothing.
Right. Another bad movie. I love Pootie Tang, but that is one of the worst black movies. Lowdown Dirty Shame was good, but it was terrible. A lot of these movies you watch as you're older, you're like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, Dr. Dolittle was terrible. I don't care which one you talk about. Dr. Dolittle was horrible.
Loving Basketball wasn't like that neither.
It's
a cheat code, but it was terrible.
The cheat code to what?
They had the Nationwide nigga as his daddy, and he was out here cheating. And they had Janet Jackson as his mama.
You know
what's
crazy? Like,
I don't think that's who that was.
Before the niggas started doing the commercials, I didn't even recognize the nigga in that other shit. Like, it was just like, oh, that's just another black man.
Like, they save niggas like him. Dark skin with a deep voice, they got something for him.
Yeah.
Like, Morgan Freeman gonna never die because he's always got something for him.
He gonna be a...
He got it.
He got it. Yeah. He was guy that Bruce Almighty wanted. Like, but now, there's a lot of bad black movies that we just let ride because it's for the culture. And fuck it. Like, these shit's bad, bro. Yeah. If you think about it, like, was Black Panther really that good?
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it for the culture, though.
No.
You like how you said about Nipsey the other week. You said the like, no disrespect. Emotional bias.
I don't have any emotional bias towards Black Panther.
Yeah, because you're not black for real.
I'm black. I'm black as a motherfucker. Actually.
Right. Yeah. You
crisp.
but I'm saying, but it was a good movie. But I think we liked it more because it was for the culture than it was for how good of a movie it was.
No, not really.
Just,
yeah. I
just
watched it.
You was
like,
the movie? Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen it? I've seen it once.
I've seen it about 3-4 times. That's because there ain't nothing else going
to be. That movie too long for you to see it 3-4 times.
I mean, I started in fall season.
Yeah.
I
got
that shit, bro.
Photo culture is overrated anyway. I'm gonna get attacked for that.
That's his white side talking.
Nah, the white side is waist down. Nah, that's waist down, man.
Oh my god!
Anybody can attest to that. Like, not anybody. You know what I mean?
This nigga said the white side is waist down.
It is. It's disappointing. It's black, like color wise, but it's white anyway.
Oh man,
I said this nigga said Lion King was bad. He said Martin was bad a couple weeks ago.
He did. So he just does this for a reaction.
Yeah,
that's what it's got.
Just like my homeboy who stole my stash that we ain't gonna get on that.
We ain't gonna get on that.
I do shit for a reaction.
Yeah, like the Beyonce joint.
Look, Beyonce trash.
No, the other. Hey, look, we went viral.
I do agree. Beyonce is trash.
All right, she's not trash. She's not trash, but she's like overrated.
Very, yeah.
You know what I mean?
She done started her own sorority.
Yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Beehive Five.
I swear, they got shirts and everything.
Man, I still remember like it was just like, I was ready to fight. Because that nigga Chad said, Lord, please give us back Aretha Franklin. Take Beyonce. Little bitch said, how about they take your mama and give us Aretha back? I said, man. I told that bitch to drop her location, but as soon as I said that shit, and then the post got deleted. Did it get reported or something?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Chad had 2,000 comments, like not even no exaggeration. Like,
bro,
he brought out everybody. Like, ladies, like, you can talk to me anytime. Like, what is it about Beyonce? I don't get it. Like, she's beautiful, yes. He can sing, yes. But, like, it's a lot of bitches that can do the same shit she do. A lot of them.
Kelly Price.
You might as well. I remember Kelly Price came to Liz.
I do. I remember. You're a real voluptuous. Voluptuous.
Thick. Yeah. Thick. Did she still make music?
Yeah. Fantasia.
Fantasia looked like a
toad. You know Fantasia gonna get invited to sing in that black funeral. Because she gonna lift the roof off that bitch. You know
what I mean? She sang better than Beyonce. Yeah. Facts. Carrie Hilson could have been Beyonce.
Right, she just looked good.
Slow your same, roll. I'm just saying, they the same bitch. Slow your roll.
Like, for real, I take Whoopi Goldberg.
Reaction. A reaction.
For real. Yeah, like, I take Whoopi Goldberg.
She ain't got Lauryn Hill back, man. I take Lauryn Hill over
she, her, too. Whoopi ain't got no eyebrows.
It don't matter. Yeah. It don't matter.
Lil Wayne, her son, right?
Ain't she dead?
Nah, Whoopi, she on that little TV show. She doing her thing.
She doing her thing. She doing her thing. Her and, what's that little Osborne bitch name?
Hey, y'all heard that song that, that old time road?
Who is it? Lil Nas X. Ain't that his name? Yeah. Something like that?
I don't like it. I don't like the little white man that's on there
either. Billy Ray.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I feel like he fucked his daughter.
God. Why?
Yeah. Well, we not going to have this. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in with us for another night, man, of Always 5 O'Clock. We'll catch y'all next week. Mm-hmm.